Do you have an idea for a podcast, but you don't know where to start? Maybe you're overwhelmed by all the tech or you're convinced nobody will actually listen to you. Well, I'm Shauna Game. After 9.5 years as a professional podcaster, at this show, Everyone's Talking Money, and 25 million downloads later, let me tell you the secret to a profitable podcast. It is building a solid foundation, your podcast roadmap before you launch. That's why I created the Podcaster Class, a fast-paced group cohort podcasting for profit 8-week style MBA program. The Podcaster Class is immersive, comprehensive, and insanely motivational. If you want to create a podcast, DIYing a launch is just not the way to go. In the Podcaster Class, you'll get the tools, tips, and strategies to create a podcast that resonates with listeners and one you can be proud of. Get this, 90% of podcasters never make it to episode 3. That's 2.8 million podcasters who just quit. So to be a top podcaster, you only need to publish 21 episodes, but you got to make them good. So in the Podcaster Class, I'm taking the mystery out of how to create, launch, and profit from your podcast so you can create a top 1% podcast just like this one. The May cohort is now open for enrollment. Classes start May 22nd. There are only 15 spots open. You are going to learn podcasting with me and 14 other amazing people. You can learn all the details at thepodcasterclass.com. Use code podcast when you sign up for $100 off. That's thepodcasterclass.com. When it comes to financial advice, you got to trust the source. It's why you listen to this podcast. When I'm looking to upgrade my wallet, I turn to NerdWallet. Their expert team of nerds dives into the details to help you find smarter financial products. Before NerdWallet, I was paying for vacations all wrong. I was missing out on miles. I didn't even know I was leaving on the table. Now I've got a new card with more miles and more upgrades. What could future you do with more travel rewards? I don't know, maybe that fancy hotel upgrade that you have always been dreaming about. Wherever you go next, make it happen with a smarter travel credit card. Don't wait to make smart financial decisions. Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. NerdWallet, finance smarter. As with all cards, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply. Hey, I'm Shauna Compton-Game. This is Millennial Money, and today we're talking credit cards for every situation.
Millennial Money with Shauna Compton-Game. It will expand your brain.
I feel like we can never talk enough about the best credit cards. Every time I come out with a new podcast about the best credit cards, then there's new credit cards that come out and those turn into the best credit cards. Although on my list, I have some of my longtime favorites that really have remained at the top of the pack for the best credit cards. And there really is a best credit card for every occasion, every different situation that you're in. And I think that's really important to know because just like we're talking about money tips and different ideas on this podcast, there really isn't one size fits all. So there really isn't like, this is exactly the credit card you should have, or this is exactly what you should invest in, or this is exactly what you should do to remedy your situation. It isn't that cut and dry. And even, you know, sometimes when you're with someone one-on-one and you're talking about their own money situation, it's still not that cut and dry, right? There are lots of different options, and options to me are good things, right? Options give us choices, and choices are beautiful in life, right? We have lots of choices of what we want to do every day. So we should have a lot of choices for our credit cards. And so we're going to be talking about some of the best credit cards that you should have in your wallet. But before we go on to talking about kind of the best things about credit cards, let's talk about some of the not so good things about credit cards. Some of the things that you might be feeling when I talk about credit cards. So according to a recent Money Magazine statistic, 171 million Americans have at least one credit card in their wallet. That doesn't really surprise me. Hopefully that doesn't really surprise you. But consumers owe more than $1 trillion in revolving credit card debt. It is a record, of course, because as Americans, right, we gotta shoot for the moon. So we're gonna have a record in revolving credit card debt. You know, many people feel just completely overwhelmed by their debt, and credit card companies make their money off you. It's really no secret. You know, the reason why a lot of the credit card companies are doing as well as they are and people are getting big fat paychecks is because they're charging big fat interest to a lot of people. And a lot of people have, you know, a not so good credit score, a subpar credit score. And so the credit card companies, you know, they take advantage of it. If you owe any amount of money on your credit card, you know, that is how the credit card company is making their money. And, you know, I think that when you see it that way and you understand it, but then you also know that, you know, credit cards don't have to lead to stress and anguish. They can really be a smart piece of plastic for your wallet, not just for your wallet to take up space, but they can really be beneficial to your overall financial situation. And anytime I talk about this, I get lots of people that are like, you know, you're being ridiculous. Like, there is no benefit to a credit card. And it does. It comes from a lot of people who have been in credit card debt, who have gotten out of credit card debt. But what I'm saying is, I'm not saying you go in credit card debt. Don't hear me wrong. I'm saying that you use a credit card for all the benefits and you never have to use a credit card for the bad parts of a credit card, right? If you pay your credit card off every month in full, if you use it like a debit card, interest rate doesn't matter to you. You beat the credit card companies at their game. See how that works? You get to keep all the good stuff. They don't get to charge you the bad stuff, and you win. It's just that simple, you know? And sometimes it takes a while to get there because if you've been in credit card debt and you've paid it off, I understand the feeling of like, there is no way I'm going back into debt. But that's a good thing, right? Don't go back into debt. Let that fuel you, but don't be afraid to use a credit card. Just use it responsibly. So when we talk about benefits, right, there are a ton of travel benefits. You can get points that you can use for car rental, for hotel, for airline. I've talked so many times on this podcast about how many trips Jeff and I have taken off points where we have traveled internationally and we have not paid for the airfare, or where we've used the points for upgrades to business class or even first class. They really are worth money to you, right? And here's the trick. Like, here's the way you should be thinking about it. If you're using it like a debit card, you're paying it off in full each month, you don't care about the interest, but you're still racking up all the points. The points are free stuff for the money you're already spending. Free stuff, right? Free stuff. And I don't know about you, but I am all about free stuff. If somebody wants to give me free stuff, I'm going to take it. I don't care if I can use it or not, I'm going to take it. But credit card points you can use, right? Credit cards also offer great benefits over debit cards for things that maybe you're not thinking about. They're great in a case of traveling and maybe where there's fraud. Because if you call a credit card company and you say, I did not make that purchase, right? It's really easy to get that dismissed. Now, you can't make this up, right? You can't lie to the credit card company. You can't, you know, go charge $1,000 pair of shoes that you want and then call the credit card company and be like, I didn't buy those shoes. I don't know what you're talking about. You're going to have to take that purchase off my credit card. Don't do that. Just don't do that, right? It's just A, not ethical, and B, it's just not a smart move, right? It kind of is on the line of theft because you're trying to say you didn't buy something. In essence, you're trying to say you stole something. A lot of these shops have cameras now and other ways to identify you. Just don't do it. Like, but legitimate fraud stuff, yeah, that's where credit cards are so awesome, right? So we talked about the points, cash back, rewards, so many different benefits. You can also often pay off debt at 0%. If you get one of those 0% offers, if you have a credit score that's just banging that's 720, 740 plus, and you get one of those offers, it can be a mechanism for you to pay off your debt over a period of time at no interest rate, right? Who's winning there? You are. You're winning, you won, right? And credit cards can also help you build your credit score, which in essence helps you get lower interest rates on all sorts of things like that house you want to buy or the car. You name it, right? Low interest is the name of the game. That is who's winning. So there's so many different benefits with a credit card over a debit card. I could talk just on and on and on. I could talk so much that I would bore you. I guarantee you I'd put you to sleep about, you know, why you should at least have one credit card. But again, I'm going to say this till I'm purple in the face. You got to use the thing responsibly. You have to. If you don't, yeah, it's stressful. It's painful. It's going to take a while to pay off. It's going to suck. You're going to not like credit cards. You're going to want to throw them all away. Don't do that. Just become friends with them. Because I promise you, there's a way to be friends, get all the good stuff, and to just say hell no to all the bad stuff. So let's talk about some of the top rewards credit cards. So I'm going to have all of this information in the show notes with links to these particular credit cards. So if you're interested in checking them out, you know, head on over to the show notes and do so there. I am a huge, huge fan of the Chase Sapphire rewards cards, right? So they've got Chase Sapphire Preferred Plus card and a Chase Sapphire Reserve card. Both of these cards do have an annual fee. You're going to find an annual fee on almost all the points, cashback, rewards, credit cards, right? It's just, I consider it the cost of doing business. Now, you can negotiate those. So I have successfully negotiated away annual fees on many of my cards, but I have to do it every single year, right? It's not a guarantee. I'm not guaranteeing you anything. I'm not telling you it's absolutely going to happen, but it's worth a shot. It's totally worth a shot. But for instance, the Chase Sapphire Reserve card, it has a whopping annual fee, $450. It's super, super high, but the rewards on both cards are really, really fabulous. And if you use the Chase Rewards Center, you can book flights at a 25% reduction, point reduction, which it really does go a long way. So some of the perks on these cards that I love, on the Reserve card, we're talking about the Reserve card, the $450 annual fee card. I'm going to explain why this might not be such a bad card to have, right? You get 3 points for every dollar you spend on travel and dining out. You get 1 point for every buck you spent on everything else, but you get $300 of annual travel credit that you can use towards anything. So in essence, it kind of washes out a little bit of that annual fee. You get access to 900 airport lounges. Those are really great places to be. Free rental car insurance. Another big whammy why we want to use credit cards, because we don't have to pay for that ridiculous insurance that they always try and push on us. You get $100 credit for TSA PreCheck or Global Entry, and you get a sign-up bonus of 50,000 points if you spend $4,000 in the first 3 months. Those 50,000 points you can turn around and use for an airfare. So there's a lot of power in that. Now, if you want the card, the Chase Sapphire Preferred Plus card, the annual fee is a lot lower. It's under $100 a year. You get a lot of the same perks. You don't get the annual travel credit, but you do get a lot of perks, and that's a card that I love a lot. Okay, friend, I want to know, what are your money goals this year? Are you saving to buy a house or maybe a wedding or a dream vacation to somewhere tropical? If that's you, please, please take me with you. Or maybe you want to just grow your emergency fund because, let's be real, life is expensive. I want to make sure you reach your goals, so you need Monarch. That's why the Wall Street Journal named it the best app for growing your savings. Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. You can create custom budgets, track progress towards your financial goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/ETM. Here's what I love. Monarch is the most customizable budgeting app. You can change the layout of your dashboard. You can go between light and dark mode. You can create custom budgets and notifications. You can set up all of these automatic rules for your transactions and notifications, and so much more. Monarch is obsessed with constantly improving their product. Get this. They release updates every 2 weeks, and they even allow customers to submit suggestions, vote on requested features, and view the product roadmap. This, my friend, is totally original. Plus, they will never sell your data to third party or show you ads. I think that's really important. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it is the top-rated personal finance app. And now, listeners of this show get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/ETM. That's monarchmoney.com/ETM for your extended 30-day free trial. In those moments when money is just not moving as fast as your dreams, Earnin provides the financial momentum you need to keep moving forward. Earnin is an app that gives you access to your pay as you work, up to $100 per day or up to $750 per pay period. You just download the Earnin app and verify your paycheck. Then you access up to $100 a day as you work, and you can leave an optional tip. Any money you access plus tips are automatically repaid from your next paycheck. I honestly would use Earnin in lots of different ways, but what's on my mind recently is I need a night out. I need some good tacos to sip on a few virgin margaritas and celebrate you all helping this podcast earn 26 million downloads. Make Earnin a part of your financial routine and join Earnin's over 3.5 million customers who say things like, "When I think about Earnin, I think about financial stability and security. Gives me a lot of peace of mind." Download Earnin today, spelled E-A-R-N-I-N, in the Google Play or Apple App Store. When you download the Earnin app, type in "Talkin' Money" under podcast when you sign up. It will really help the show. Talkin' Money under podcast. Earnin is a financial technology company, not a bank, subject to your available earnings, daily max, pay period max, and location. See earnin.com/TOS for details. Bank products are issued by Evolve Bank & Trust, member FDIC. The weather is getting warmer. I'm so excited, and it is time to say goodbye to all those jackets and sweaters, and hello to the shorts and t-shirts. I wanted to update my summer workout wardrobe for the long haul without, you know, spending a fortune. Luckily, I found Quince, and I am in love. Quince is your go-to place from everything from premium European linen dresses, blouses, and shorts from $30, washable silk tops, timeless, 14-karat gold jewelry, and so much more. The best part of all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes those savings on to you. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. I love that. Okay, I bought the dreamiest pair of workout leggings and a bright pink workout top to match. Honestly, ladies, I gotta tell you, these leggings you need. The price cannot be beat, and I feel like $1 million wearing this cozy workout friendly outfit. I've worn it for like 5 days straight. Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/ETM for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/ETM to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/ETM. I'm sorry, but I have the best dog ever. Her name is Winnie Stardust. She is a mini golden mountain doodle, full of life, and I would do just about anything to keep her happy, healthy, and safe. Today's episode is sponsored by the ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program. Your pet is part of your family, and you want to do the best for them. But vet bills can really add up. We jokingly keep telling Winnie she needs to get a job to pay for her vet bill. That's why you should check out pet insurance. And with ASPCA Pet Health Insurance, you can focus on the care your pet deserves and cover what matters most. The ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program offers customized accident and illness plans, making it easier for pet parents like you to help your pet get the care they need. The ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program has been around for over 18 years, and they've helped more than 600,000 pets during that time. They allow you to customize your plan, helping to ensure that your pet's plan is as unique as they are. Because vet bills can really add up, especially when you are least expecting it. It's simple. Use their app to submit a claim and you'll receive reimbursement for eligible vet bills directly into your bank account. To explore coverage, visit aspcapetinsurance.com/etm. That's aspcapetinsurance.com/etm. Again, that's aspcapetinsurance.com/etm. This is a paid advertisement. Insurance is underwritten by either Independent American Insurance Company or United States Fire Insurance Company and produced by PTZ Insurance Agency Limited. The ASPCA is not an insurer, is not engaged in the business of insurance. Let's talk about airline cards. So I fly American whenever I can, and I fly American specifically because I have the Citi Advantage Select World Elite MasterCard. It's kind of a mouthful. There is an annual fee on this card, but why I love it is I don't pay for bags for myself and three other people traveling with me. So it's a big savings. Sometimes when it's just Jeff and I, you know, we save $100 a trip just by having this silly credit card. It just makes sense. Like, why would you pay this money if you didn't have to, right? It's just putting more money back into your pocket. So it's more budget friendly for you because this is ridiculous. The airlines charge us now for bags, but it's not going away. It's not going away. We thought maybe it would go away. It's not going away, right? So we just got to deal with it. But if you don't fly American, if you fly any other airline, United, Delta, Southwest, you know, whatever airline you fly, check out their credit card because when it comes to airline credit cards, you want the card to really match up with the frequent air travel that you have. And sometimes a good strategy is to have a card like the Chase Sapphire card plus an airline credit card. And then you're kind of hitting it at both directions, right? So you're saving on all your bags and all that good stuff, but you're also able to get all the points of the Chase card and then sometimes use those points to travel on other airlines, you know, if you need to, right? See how that works? All right, let's talk shopping. I mean, who doesn't order almost everything on Amazon these days? Soon, I don't know if you've read these articles that have come out lately, but we're going to be able to order our burgers and fries from Shake Shack to be delivered via Amazon. And I can't wait for that. I mean, there were a couple others they were talking about. They were talking about Chipotle and Denny's, and yeah, all those are fine and dandy. Great. Shake Shack, if you have not tried a Shake Shack burger, Shake Shack is not paying me to say this, by the way, but I'm going to tell you that is one of the best burgers I have ever had. I love their fries. They're like little crinkle fries, right? They've got the little like ridges in their fries. So when you dip it in the ketchup, like the ketchup just stays like so comfortably in the little, you know, pocket of the fry. Oh my gosh. I'm literally dying right now when I'm talking to you about the burger. It's their bun. It is seriously the bun. It is like the softest, most fluffiest bun you will ever taste on a hamburger. I love Shake Shack. I'm not a big fan of the Shake Shack shakes, which I think is kind of ironic, but I don't think they do a great shake. I think the In-N-Out totally has them beat on the shake. But I am totally excited that by Amazon, I may be able to order Shake Shack very, very soon. So Amazon, of course, also has a solid credit card where you can earn cash back on all of your shopping. The Prime Rewards Visa comes with no annual fee, but the catch is you have to sign up for Amazon Prime, which is $99 a year, but it is worth every single penny of that $99 because you get free 2-day shipping. And we order almost everything over Amazon, and I love that I don't have to worry about shipping, whether it's $5 item or $100 item, I'm getting free shipping, right? So you also get a $70 Amazon gift card for new card holders that you can use. 5% cash back on all of your Amazon.com purchases. That's a big deal. 2% cash back on purchases at restaurants, gas stations, drugstores, and 1% on everything else. So no matter what you're using the credit card for, you're going to earn some sort of cash back. Cashback, brilliant, right? It's just cashback. It's money back in your pocket. But honestly, if you shop religiously at Amazon, you should have this credit card because it's just like if you shop at Target all the time. If you're maybe a new family maybe you just had a baby and you're going to Target all the time, or you're just a regular person like us who seems to spend an exorbitant amount of money at Target, like all the time. How do we do it? I don't know how we do it. I look at the receipts. I'm like, that just can't be right. Anyway, we finally signed up for the Target card, and it's the best thing ever because we get 5% off all of our purchases. So it's just sometimes, you know, building your wealth, right? It doesn't necessarily mean, you know, millions and millions of dollars or winning the lottery. It just means doing all these little things, but in a really, really smart way. And that is being smart with your money, right? That's putting you in the driver's seat. That's being empowered by decisions and choices you're making. So another top credit card is one for students. And I get this request all the time. I know there's, you know, a fair amount of people listening to this podcast that are younger. So this is for you. The Capital One Journey student credit card. It's really top of the chart for students. You get 1% cash back on all purchases, and you get a boost to 1.25% if you simply pay your bill on time. I love that, right? We're going to teach college students how to win at the credit card game if it's the last thing we do. I teach this in college at the college courses that I teach at Cal State Northridge because I want students to understand that a credit card is powerful for you. Just use it properly. And if you can figure that out, you can really win at this game, right? This card has no annual fee, but it does have a high APR. So you're going to make sure you want to pay that bill in full each month. But once you make 5 months of on-time payments, Capital One will offer you a higher limit so you can continue to boost your credit score, right? Credit score, one of the main factors is the amount of available credit versus the amount of credit you're using. So the higher the wider that gap is, the more chance you have to boost your credit score. Okay, another credit card is a top cashback credit card. So if you're not an Amazon shopper, but you want a cashback card, and who doesn't love a little extra cash in their pocket? The Citi Double Cash Card has been on the top of the cashback credit card list for years now, and I totally understand why. It has no annual fee, and you earn points without any restriction. So you get 2 points for every dollar you spend and pay off, right? Think of, again, as a little motivation to pay off your bill. I don't own a bill. Bill, that's the word I'm looking for. Pay off your bill in full each month. So, you know, Capital One, Citi, they're trying to do you a solid and saying, hey, you know, if you pay off your bill in full each month, we're going to give you this bonus. If you don't, you kind of lose it. So I would never use this credit card if I didn't intend on paying off my bill in full each month, right? So just a few other favorites quickly. The best hotel card, one of the hotel cards I've used for years and I love, is the Starwood Preferred Guest credit card from American Express. Starwood now owns like everyone and their brother. You can book Marriott hotels, you can book Westins, you can book Sheridans, you can book luxury hotels. So this is a really good credit card, really robust points. A great business card for business owners is the Capital One Spark Cash Select card. So many tongue twisters today. And the best balance transfer card is actually the Bank America card from Bank America. I thought this was really, really interesting because I'm not a big fan of banks' cards, but this offers a really competitive balance transfer offer for a pretty long period of time. Again, there's so many different credit cards. You really want to match up the credit card that you're getting or that you have with your particular goals. And that's how you're going to win at this game. If you need information about credit cards, there's lots of places you can go. You can go to creditcards.com, nerdwallet.com, just search best credit cards in Google and you'll find a ton of information. Make sure you're looking at 2017 articles so that you're getting the most accurate information. But again, if you use these correctly, if you use them like a debit card and pay them off, you get all of the good stuff without any of the bad stuff, right? And that is winning your money game. As always, you can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Shauna Game. And if you love this podcast, do me a favor, please share it with your friends, spread it around, spread it on Instagram, Facebook, and Snapchat, and anything else you love so that we can just continue to grow the podcast.